The opinions expressed on today's program do not necessarily express the views and opinions of this station or its management. Always consult with your doctor before making any decisions in your treatment plan. Welcome to a very special program called Health Watch. Health Watch is heard every Sunday at this time and features Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor and founder of the Cherry Hill Hydration Center. Stay tuned for this lively and informative program dedicated to helping you and your family improve your quality of life. Get ready to call in with your questions at 877-990-WNTP. That's 877-990-9687. Now, here's your host, John DeMasi.
Good morning and welcome. Once again, it's Health Watch every Sunday, 11 till noon, as the man said, right here on News Talk 990. What a great day. I feel good, and I know you do too. And if you don't, we're going to help you feel better. We got an extra hour of sleep. What more can we ask for, right?
It's wonderful, John. Wonderful.
It's one of the best days of the year. Good to have you with us here every Sunday, Health Watch, 11 till noon here on News Talk 990. Dr. Molly Fantasia is here. She is the executive director, the PhD doctor, and the founder of the Cherry Hill Hydration Center, located in Marlton, New Jersey. We're going to talk about what they do at the Cherry Hill Hydration Center, how it potentially can help you and your family and anyone you know improve your quality of life. And we'll explain how that's done. And it's very interesting and informative. So we invite you to stick around for the entire hour here. And as always, questions, we take them at 877-990-WNTP, 877-990-9687. It's always a good day to be healthy, Dr. Molly, right?
It's great, John. Great to be here.
Okay. Here's something that we wanted to talk about. Normally, we kind of start by explaining what the Cherry Hill Hydration Center does, but we're going to kind of veer off the normal path today.
That's good.
And we're going to talk about something. You got a call
from a wonderful listener.
From a listener who listened to the show, and I think there was some kind of misunderstanding, miscommunication here with regards to what you said. So let's start with what the caller interpreted you to say,
well,
and then explain what
you said. Sure. I appreciate us starting like this because, first of all, I love to hear from all the listeners because it gives me a perspective of what people are thinking about, and it helps you and I figure out what we need to talk about that week. But this was an interesting call. My registered nurse, Barbara, took the call, and apparently the caller, who wouldn't leave a phone number, so I couldn't call him back, and I really wanted to when I was finished with a consult. He had a challenge about not fearing cancer. And I think, you know, the one thing Dr. Molly would like to say is, I'm not telling people not to be in fear when they get a cancer diagnosis. That's just human nature. You're going to be in fear. I do believe, as you know, I'm a spiritual woman. I believe in God. I believe that God is the great physician. I say many times, sometimes we have to approach that fear and say, don't stay in inertia, is what I was saying. In other words, it's interesting that the program before this was all about fear.
Yes.
It's as if it was divinely guided. And what I'm saying is, sure, you can be somewhat in fear or intimidated by the cancer diagnosis. My whole point is, you must be your own advocate. You should read about your condition. You shouldn't be in so much fear that you do nothing, that you do nothing. And certainly, I believe in the spiritual aspect of this. And I think his complaint was, it wasn't spiritual enough what I was saying. And indeed, I do believe in prayer, the power of prayer. I do believe in reaching out to your clergy people. I do believe in all of that. As a matter of fact, I have pastors who are patients of mine. So of course I do. Bottom line, though, is we can't be in so much fear that we don't get into some kind of action, whatever that is. If you just want to turn it over to God, I'm all for that. And people here at the Cherry Hill Center will support you in that. Or if you want to look for someone who's a specialist in this particular cancer, we will support you in that. If you want to do only conventional care and you ask for an opinion in terms of, am I going to a good place, we'll help you. So I want people out there to know what we want to do is give people options for care and always consider their quality of life.
The fact that you said pastors come to you, and I know you forgot sister.
I have a wonderful nun.
Right. So the fact that they come in to see you, certainly there are no more spiritual people than those people.
I would say that
so is true. So if they're coming in to see you, that should give our audience proof positive that we're not just talking about spiritual, but we're actually talking about you being proactive and helping yourself.
Exactly.
And that's really what your point was, correct?
And that was my point. And what I want to say is, of course, I know that cancer can be a scary word.
Yes.
I know that.
Yes.
But the thing is, let's not stay in inertia. Let's get into solution, whatever that looks like. And let's not ignore the spiritual side of this, of course.
877-990-WNTP. That is our number here. And again, our show is Health Watch every Sunday, 11 till noon here on News Talk 990. Again, Dr. Molly Fantasia is here, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of the Cherry Hill Hydration Center located in Marlton, New Jersey. And I'm your host, John DeMasi. You know, Dr. Molly, you well know that I host a radio show on another station in another market. And about once or twice a week, I get callers saying, well, you said, well, I did say that, but I didn't mean that. I said what I meant, but sometimes they interpret what you say differently than what you mean.
Exactly.
And that's very common in this business.
And I appreciate that, and I'm certainly not upset at the caller. I would have liked to have just been able to iron it out with him so he knew where our clinic stands on in certain areas. That's all.
Okay, once again, you have priests and
Priests, pastors, ministers. I run the gamut.
I was just going to say you
run
bishop, the gamut.
I have a bishop who comes in.
Exactly. Okay, 877-990-WNTP. That's our number here. Let's talk a little bit about the Cherry Hill Hydration Center, what they do and how it differs from what you've come to expect with your traditional primary care facility. And we've talked about this before. Again, we got to set the record straight. You're not disparaging doctors. You're not disparaging your primary care.
How can I do that? Dr. Test is a family practice guy.
Right. And you have Dr. Pat.
Dr. Pat is a board-certified anesthesiologist. How am I going to disparage doctors? Love doctors.
Right.
What we don't always like is, unfortunately, doctors are caught in a real bind today. People go in and have an expectation of leaving with a prescription.
Right.
We're very different than that. That's all.
You don't. You can get a prescription.
Absolutely.
And you have medical doctors on
Absolutely.
Staff who can
Absolutely.
Write prescriptions.
And do write prescriptions.
And do. And you've done it for me.
Exactly.
But it's not the primary method of operation. It's
That's
done
correct.
If you need it.
That's correct. We are a functional medicine clinic in that we really look at the patient's overall functionality. And so in doing so, what we want to do is minimize the side effects of most medication. And listen, this isn't a new approach. It's been around. You've got to realize every time you turn around on TV, there's a new drug that's come out and that's really urging patients to tell their doctors what to give them. And, you know, sometimes that's okay, but lots of times one of the things I would tell folks is why not listen to the experts and let's look and see if the drug is appropriate for you or if there are some combination of drugs that might be more appropriate and use the least amount to effectuate the change for you. And that's why I love Dr. Testa. That's why I love Dr. Pat. But Dr. Testa is our medical director, and I would say he isn't so quick with the medication pad. He looks at the medication that's appropriate for you. You have hypertension, John. You're one
yes,
of them.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, and you know you take chelation, and it has helped.
Yes.
It has helped your hypertension. So we're able to reduce your blood pressure med, and we think that's prudent. We didn't tell you throw away your blood pressure med.
No. You know, it's interesting. You're talking about TV commercials.
Yeah.
So the other night I had TV on and there was a new diabetic medication.
I saw it.
And I didn't write the name down. I was going to come in and ask you, well, should I try this instead of I'm on metformin. So I was thinking, well, maybe. But again, it triggered me to say, hey, wait a minute. Maybe this is something. So it's the mentality today. It's the way the world is.
Right.
And these pharmaceutical companies spend millions on advertising.
More
than we could is right. But the philosophy is, in other words, let's take a patient who comes in for the first time. They get the initial consultation. They decide to move forward. And then what do you do? What do you and Dr. Test and the staff do at that point?
Well, what we want to do is we want a complete list of their medication, their pharmaceuticals, and we want to get a complete list of also their nutraceuticals or natural products they're taking. And it's very interesting. Most people who call us generally have nutraceuticals in their regimen, but they've put them in themselves, which in and of itself, it's like taking medication on your own. You shouldn't do it because sometimes the medication can be directly opposing the pharmaceutical. Sometimes it may enhance the pharmaceutical, and sometimes it may actually negate the pharmaceutical completely. So you really want advice with that. So one of the things we're going to do is sit down and talk to you and say, okay, give me your medication list. Let's see what we can do to help you. And if you're taking super amounts of the medication, we want to make sure that's appropriate for you. So we're also going to run blood work. We want to check things like liver function, kidney functions. I mean, we want to do some traditional blood work. So those are the things we do right after the initial consultation. And what we will do at that point is put together a protocol for you, the individual.
And then you'll get hydration.
Hydration is our cornerstone.
Okay, and you'll get those once or twice a week, whatever the
whatever the condition warrants, and whatever the patient is comfortable with.
And then once they start that, you'll continue to monitor,
right?
And maybe you'll be able to wean them off some of the prescriptions,
sure, or certainly cut down the amount that they're taking and augment that with a natural product. And that's really the cornerstone of what we do.
All right, it's Health Watch. That's the program. Sundays 11 till noon here on News Talk 990. Again, Dr. Molly Fantasia is our guest. She is the PhD doctor, the founder, and the executive director of the Cherry Hill Hydration Center located in Marlton, New Jersey. You have questions for Dr. Molly, 877-990-WNTP, 877-990-9687. I have a real quick funny story to tell you before we get back into this. So my niece's husband, he's big on natural and organic and all this stuff. So I don't know what he was trying to do, but he got on this kick of taking this particular substance from the health food store. Okay. And I don't know what kind of vitamin it was. I don't remember. But he said he took 30 of them in 2 days. And he said, I got sick as a dog.
Yeah, I believe it.
Well, that's a little bit overkill. I said, wait a minute. That's totally overkill. So people can do that kind of thing.
Right. I mean, look, today I just, or I guess last night I saw a new commercial or a little blurb on charcoal. People were using charcoal to detox. Now, the premise for that is sometimes in the ER, physicians have used charcoal in cases of alcohol poisoning and that kind of thing. But I got to tell you, you also have to watch how much of it you're going to take. I mean, right? And actually, I think the newscaster said at the end of the blurb, she said something like, maybe charcoal's better off on the grill. Well, yeah, I mean, come on. So, I mean, the same is true for all natural products. They're just as dangerous many times as pharmaceuticals. Okay, it may take more of it to cause a challenge, it might, but it could be a small thing you take with a pharmaceutical that could cause an imbalance and cause a challenge. And you know, and I know, sometimes people don't know what's in the product. That's why places like ours are really important for folks.
And, you know, we've talked about these stories before, but I remember you had a patient one time who just signed up with you, and they came in and they showed you everything they were taking.
Yeah.
And the product was loaded with niacin.
Yeah, that was a big problem.
And that was a major problem.
Big problem.
And
for that
so
patient.
Fortunately, that patient showed you, and you were able to say, hey, you got to throw this out.
Right.
You know, and then the other time, and this is a great story, having worked with you for many years, I knew not to do this. I was at some sort of a convention.
And
the guy hands me these pills, and he said, here. He said, you take these. He said, and you're going to have the greatest sex of your life.
Oh, man, I see so much of that even today.
And I took it to you, and you went, good thing you didn't take this. Because you might not be here tomorrow if you did.
Right. It was an imported product.
Yes.
It was pretty interesting. It was an imported product. And believe it or not, it had the active ingredient in it, very small amount, but still there, of Viagra.
Wow.
And, you know, you got to be careful when you use those drugs, right?
Right.
And that's where you need a good medical man like Dr. Testa.
Right.
To really sit in and say, hey, listen, you know, could he prescribe a Viagra? Of course he can. But the question is, do we prescribe this in a vacuum? The answer is no. We need to look at the entire patient.
And you've said this many times on the show, just because it's in the health food store.
Right.
does not mean
it's
that
great.
It's good for you.
Absolutely not.
Right.
So, and we don't have a problem with health food stores either. Let's make that clear. In fact, you know, I send people to many.
Right.
And you go to one in
right,
particular.
Exactly.
And I use one very close to the office. So believe me, we like most of those people in there. The question is, we want you to be what? An educated consumer, no matter what you do.
Let's talk about, we got onto the subject of the initial consultation, and then people decide to start the treatment.
Sure, sure.
Typically, to see results, you've often said 5 to 10 weeks, sometimes 15 weeks. Is that kind of the norm?
I would say that is true. We start to effectuate the change because we need to make sure that we reach therapeutic value, just like you would with your drugs. In other words, for example, when you start a Z-Pak, the reason why you take the Z-Pak the way you do is so that you can reach a therapeutic level of the antibiotic. Same thing is true with natural products. We need to do this in a way that works and doesn't put a patient at risk and still effectuates the change we want. So, yes.
So you can see the change. Are you able to show people about the change?
Well, yeah.
And that is always big for you.
Of course. I'm a scientist. So the bottom line is, of course, we can show changes in lipids. We can show changes in inflammation markers. I just had a case this week, very interesting case, in that a patient's inflammation markers were all back to normal in 6 weeks.
Wow.
And they were about four times the standard deviation in this. Patient had cancer, I might add. Patient actually completed a chemotherapeutic regimen, meaning traditionally, and came to see me. And his inflammation markers were out of this world. We started treating him with some of the nutraceuticals that we use to bring inflammation down. And I would say in 6 weeks, his markers are normal. And actually, what else is interesting is his cancer markers, the proteins that we measure, are also within normal range. And he's doing very well. Now, we're encouraging him to go back to his oncologist. I mean, that's the bottom line. Go back to your oncologist, find out what your next steps are, and we want to help him do it.
So you reduced the inflammation in like 6 weeks.
Exactly.
And what would his normal course of action have been? More prescription meds?
Probably a few prescription meds. You know, his cholesterol and triglycerides were out of sight. But more importantly, his C-reactive protein, which is an overall inflammation marker, was terribly high. His homocysteine level was high. And, you know, we were worried about some other implications, not just the cancer implications, but other implications about those kinds of numbers.
And obviously, if he would have had more prescriptions, more potential for side effects.
Right. I mean, the
so it's like right. it's a never-ending cycle, right?
Exactly. And again, you know, John, how I feel. I think if we can do something in a more natural way, and that includes some dialogue with our nurse talking about changes in your lifestyle, changes in how you perceive food, these kinds of things. So there are many things we do for a patient while they're with us.
Okay, we're coming up on a break here, and after the break, we're going to be talking about what's new at the Cherry Hill Hydration Center starting in January. We're going to be talking about one of the things that you hear on the news and on commercials pretty much every couple of minutes these days, talking about the opioid crisis. We'll be talking about what Dr. Molly and her staff are going to be doing with that starting in January and other things as well. If you have a question, 877-990-WNTP. 877-990-9687. That's the number here. Our program is Health Watch every Sunday, 11 till noon, here on News Talk 990. Again, Dr. Molly Fantasia here, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of the Cherry Hill Hydration Center in Marlton, New Jersey. And I'm your host, John DeMasi. We're coming back with more of today's edition of Health Watch, and we'll do that after these words.
Cancer, a very scary word, and even scarier when you're diagnosed and in the middle of treatment. What if there was an alternative, something that could help minimize side effects and could help to improve your quality of life? There is, at the Cherry Hill Hydration Center. The Cherry Hill Hydration Center is a licensed ambulatory care facility located in Marlton, New Jersey, under the direction of founder Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor. The Cherry Hill Hydration Center offers a diverse list of quality-controlled IV formulations, including infusion formulas and protocols for cancer care support. In addition, addition, the Cherry Hill Hydration Center provides comprehensive, exclusive primary care and is affiliated with some of the region's leading primary care physicians and research scientists. Besides their cancer care support, the Cherry Hill Hydration Center has protocols for pain management, autoimmune conditions, heart disease, and for wellness and prevention. The Cherry Hill Hydration Center, online at cherryhillhydrationcenter.com, or you can contact Dr. Molly Fantasia, 856-489-0505, 856-489-0505.
God's Ingredients, my 30-year journey in IV nutritional medicine. That's the title of a very thoughtful and informative book written recently by Dr. Molly Fantasia. In the book, Dr. Molly shares many of her stories as she's traveled the somewhat unconventional path, which led to healing for many, including herself. It's entertaining as well as inspirational. For your copy of God's Ingredients by Dr. Molly Fantasia, simply visit Amazon.com. That's Amazon.com. You'll be glad you did.
And now back to Health Watch. Here's your host, John DeMasi.
Do want to remind you that operators are standing by right now at the Cherry Hill Hydration Center. You can contact them, get more information if you like, or if you want to make an appointment with Dr. Molly, that's what you do. 856-489-0505. That's the number, 856-489-0505. It's the Cherry Hill Hydration Center located in Marlton, New Jersey. And when you call, very simple. You can ask for more information. They'll be happy to give that to you. But most importantly, if you make that appointment, you meet with Dr. Molly, you can go over your situation and whatever your concerns are. And then at that point, you have more information and you can make a real effective and intelligent decision. It's pretty simple. 856-489-0505 is the number, and they will be there well after we leave you at noon today here on Health Watch. And that is the name of our program, Health Watch, every Sunday, 11 till noon here on News Talk 990. Dr. Molly is available right now, though, if you want to call her with a question, 877-990-WNTP. It's in the news every day. Right. We see these commercials with the governor of New Jersey, and Pennsylvania is getting involved.
Of course.
The opioid crisis. The president has said it's a national emergency. Now, by the way, New Jersey is suing the manufacturer of the opioids. So it's this is how serious this issue is getting.
Right.
But I understand that you are starting a nutritionally based detox program starting
treatment,
in January.
Yeah, treatment for opioid dependency. But, you know, John, one of the things I want to focus on today is how does somebody become dependent on these drugs? What do you think the biggest underlying cause that starts somebody down this road?
I would say pain.
Pain. And it's very interesting because people that we've interviewed, and we've interviewed many patients and potential patients for this program, always tell us the same story. They started out with pain medication, and many times, not through their own fault, they may have a genetic dysregulation to this that allows them to become dependent. They may have a slight variation, meaning on the genes that actually metabolize these particular drugs that cause them to use more than most people in order to relieve the pain. Or they may have another type of dysregulation that really intensifies pain for them. So they start out with a regular prescription. Starts out by going to the doctor and getting a regular prescription. Well, we've been treating pain at Cherry Hill for 20 years.
Right.
But we do it also with a natural approach. And just because we're starting a treatment program for the opioid dependency doesn't mean we want to get rid of the pain component. No, we actually know that's extremely important. So we've been treating pain in a more natural way for 20 years, and we will continue to do that, and we've weaved that into our program.
Okay, so you can treat pain right now.
Right.
With your hydration protocols.
Right, right.
Correct?
Utilize.
You don't necessarily need the full-blown opioid.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Look.
But these people obviously did.
Right, okay. Of course. Right. Of course. That's a different situation. But I'm saying the underlying condition that drives them to this is always pain.
Right.
So wouldn't it be great to come in for pain, chronic pain, and see us prior to that? So here's the thing. And believe me, we're not prescribing any opiates. Dr. Test is not big on opioids, okay?
Right.
Dr. Pat, coming from an anesthesia background, is definitely not big on opioids. So Here's the thing. We can do this in a more natural way. We utilize hydration as the cornerstone. We may use neuroamino acids to change how the body perceives pain. We use things like neural therapy. I spoke about that last week. Neural therapy is trigger point injections, utilizing a very subclinical dose of anesthetic to really go where scarring and trigger points are to stop the pain communication system. That's one of the ways. We may want to do things to improve your quality of sleep through chronic pain, because we find that people who don't sleep also have a problem. And how do we do that? With physiological re-regulating medication. That means subclinical doses of some medication out there to also help with sleep and break the pain process. And all of this is done with natural products, many times through the IVs and using some of these other modalities secondarily to the IVs. We have a doctor of physical therapy on our staff.
Yes.
Dr. Carroll. So obviously if you need some PT, we've got to include that in your program. And we do. And we actually do. So she can help with some of the pain. And of course, we don't forget in terms of the dependency model that there's a psychosocial, spiritual aspect to the whole thing. That's where Dr. Patty comes in. So really, we've put together an entire protocol looking at pain separately and also in conjunction with the dependency. So I think in that respect, we're also going to be set apart in terms of what we're doing.
Well, the fact of the matter is that if the people that are coming to you for your detox program had come to you in the beginning, they probably wouldn't have needed the detox program.
Exactly, exactly. And that's the point I want to get across. So if you're having intolerable pain right now, it would be very interesting to hear what you believe is the underlying cause of this. If you bring us the records, we might be able to help. Now, look, I'm not going to tell you it's holy water, John. I'm not going to do that. Again, this is going to take 5 to 10 or 15 weeks to really get some of these pain conditions under control. But indeed, we have reduced pain. Hey, listen, we've reduced pain with UC, with some of the bowel disorders, this kind of thing. Those folks are in terrible pain.
Yes.
We've been able to reduce the pain using our hydration. Okay, not using any other medication but hydration, nutraceuticals, and a subclinical dose of another med. So there are many facets to pain, right?
Explain your nutritionally based detox protocols.
How are they different from what you hear? Well, certainly we're going to be using an office-based medication as well. Everybody knows it's out there. But we're looking at this and not just utilizing the medication, but again, utilizing a total program, because we think it's not enough just to wind down your need for the opioid and let you leave on a small dose of the medication that's been approved for opioid detoxing, but to actually look at the total person. We want to look at their pain levels. We want to look at their hormones. We want to look at their nutritional status, and we have the wherewithal to do that. So our program really also includes the hydration cornerstone to do those things I just spoke about. And we also have the mental health piece and the emotional piece. And we have the physical therapy piece to help a patient through this. So we think our program, even though it's office-based, outpatient-based, is going to do very well for patients who don't want to use their mental health benefits, who want a more private type of treatment program, and one who wants to get back to work rather quickly and know that they have a good chance of not relapsing, because we're going to follow you very closely for a period of time to make sure that everything is where we think is optimal for you to succeed.
And normally when you go to one of those facilities, you're there in many cases for like 28 days.
Well, right.
So you're talking about here outpatient.
We're talking
about
outpatient.
So you would be able to go to work and do that kind of thing.
Right. And people who have requested this kind of thing tend to be entrepreneurs, professional people, people who really need to get back into the game right away.
I told you the story years ago. I had a wisdom tooth taken out.
Yeah.
And the dentist gave me a 30-day supply of Percocet.
Well,
30 days for a wisdom tooth.
I heard a story. Honestly, heard a story on Friday where a dentist gave a gentleman 100 Vicodin. Wow. Based on how he had to remove many, many teeth for him. 100 Vicomin. Now, this guy's this pretty smart guy. He's in my chair, and he's actually in my chair for cancer support, right, by the way. And he says, no way was he going to take this. No way, right? And I said, oh, well, how'd you manage your pain? He said, oh, I managed it with Tylenol. I'm coming to see you.
Yes.
I said, amen.
Yeah, and that's the same thing that happened to me. I got a 30-day supply. I took one, and I got sick, and the dentist called me, and he said, well, take Tylenol. Right. Why don't you tell me that in the first place?
Right. I mean, but again, you know, this problem is very complex. And again, I want people to think about how people tended to have this challenge. And lots of times it's related to pain.
Right. And you and I have talked about this over the years, even on our radio shows. We've talked about pain, and many people, unfortunately, are in pain
all the time.
And they go to those prescriptions because there's no relief.
Right.
And then here comes the cycle.
Right.
They take more, the dosage gets higher because they become tolerant of of the first dosage.
Exactly.
And then it just one thing leads to another, and then the next thing you know, they're addicted.
So again, we are putting together this office-based program. We know we're going to ensure success because, again, we're looking at it as multifaceted. We want to include the psychosocial, the spiritual. We want to include the physical therapy piece. We want to include the nutritional piece. Another short thing here, John, that I want to talk about is hormonally. What happens when people are codependent on these opioids is that you can have hormonal dysregulation like you won't believe. I've seen testosterone levels down into single digits while people have this problem. So, of course, we want to address that because, obviously, just getting people back in hormonal balance will bring them to have a little more enjoyment in life and less enjoyment taking opioids, I would think. So we're looking at all of this, and it's not a one single size fits all, just like all of our programs aren't.
More to talk about here on the show coming up on a break. It's Health Watch, Sundays 11 till noon here on News Talk 990. Dr. Molly Fantasia is the guest. She is the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of the Cherry Hill Hydration Center located in Marlton, New Jersey. And I'm John DeMasi. Toll-free number here in the studio if you have a question for Dr. Molly, 877-990-WNTP, 877-990-9687. We're coming back with more of today's Health Watch, and we'll do that after these words.
Cancer, a very scary word, and even scarier when you're diagnosed and in the middle of treatment. What if there was an alternative, something that could help minimize side effects and could help to improve your quality of life? There is, at the Cherry Hill Hydration Center. The Cherry Hill Hydration Center is a licensed ambulatory care facility located in Marlton, New Jersey, under the direction of founder Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor. The Cherry Hill Hydration Center offers a diverse list of quality-controlled IV formulations, including infusion formulas and protocols for cancer care support. In addition, the Cherry Hill Hydration Center provides comprehensive, exclusive primary care and is affiliated with some of the region's leading primary care physicians and research scientists. Besides their cancer care support, the Cherry Hill Hydration Center has protocols for pain management, autoimmune conditions, heart disease, and for wellness and prevention. The Cherry Hill Hydration Center, online at cherryhillhydrationcenter.com, or you can contact Dr. Molly Fantasia, 856-489-0505, 856-489-0505.
Is your group, club, or organization looking for a dynamic speaker for your next meeting? Dr. Molly Fantasia is available. Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor and the founder of the Cherry Hill Hydration Center, welcomes the opportunity to talk to your group about a variety of topics that mostly everyone will be interested in. Improving your overall quality of life, better ways to treat medical challenges, and more. For more information on Dr. Molly Fantasia speaking to your group, contact 856-489-0505. That's 856-489-0505.
Hey, remember the mortgage meltdown of 2008? Have you tried to get a mortgage since then and been turned down? Or maybe you haven't even tried because your credit score is stuck at 585 or your tax returns have too many write-offs. Well, Cash Call Mortgage has great news for you. We've just introduced programs for people who've been told no. And what's doubly exciting is that we can solve your mortgage problems with no closing costs, no points, title, escrow, and no fees.
Wait, Cash Call, are you saying you now have credit and income solving mortgages with no closing costs? Are you kidding?
You heard right. A credit or income-solving loan with no closing costs. Call 855-875-CASH, and we'll work with you to solve your mortgage issues. Make the cash call at 855-875-CASH.
First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, One City Boulevard, Orange, California, 92868, NMLS, 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, not available in Washington State. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing, terms, and restrictions. Call 855-657-9910.
At some point, you're going to need an attorney. Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You may know what I think of some attorneys. Well, I want to tell you about a very special, different, exceptional one. Jim Radmore has fought for hundreds of people who've been injured by medical malpractice, car accidents, slip and fall cases. He's argued and won a case before the U.S. Supreme Court. For years, you've heard about him. Isn't it time you call the Radmore Law Firm to be sure you're getting the representation you deserve?
Have you suffered a fall or slipped and hurt yourself? It doesn't cost a thing to call me. 1-800-RADMORE. 1-800-RADMORE. When you're in an auto accident, know your rights. Don't sign them away. I'm Jim Radmore. Call for my free auto accident reference guide at 1-800-RADMORE.
Don't sign away your rights before you speak to anyone. Call the Radmore Law Firm today. Call 800-723-6673 and go to PhiladelphiaInjuryLaw.com or tap the News Talk 990 app for the Radmore Law Firm. Tell Jim Mike Gallagher sent you.
And now, let's get back to Health Watch. Here's your host, John DeMasi.
Once again, operator standing by right now at the Cherry Hill Hydration Center, 856-489-0505 is their number, 856-489-0505. When you call, they'll answer any questions you happen to have. And if you'd like to make an appointment, they'll do that as well. And the initial consultation with Dr. Molly is complimentary. And many times you go there and you see the facility and you get to talk to some patients. So it would be an informative event for you. So I suggest that if you're thinking about this, that's what you do. 856-489-0505. It's the Cherry Hill Hydration Center in Marlton, New Jersey. And again, they'll be there well after we leave you at noon today. So you can call them this afternoon if you like. Our program is Health Watch every Sunday, 11 till noon here on News Talk 990. Our number here, if you have questions for Dr. Molly, 877-990-WNTP. Let's go to the phones. Carol is in Gilbertsville. Carol, good morning. You're on Health Watch with Dr. Molly.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good.
Hey, doctor, I have a question. I've been listening to, you know, the government and everybody, even my own doctor, that is talking about the pain pills that we take and
sure.
how they're causing all these problems. And I understand a lot of it, okay?
Sure.
The problem I have is that I have been on medication because I have a very rare disease.
What disease? Just tell me what disease, too, Carol.
Osler-Weber-Rendu syndrome.
Wow. Whoa. Rare. You mean really rare.
Yes.
Okay.
And I need the medication for my legs because my legs have so much pain.
Sure.
So my point is, and you know, they're saying we're going to have a hard time getting this medication. And there's no pain management that can help me. There's nothing
right.
out there that, but the pills do help me to keep going. They don't make me high. They
gotcha.
Just help me to keep going. But the whole point is, years ago, when we were young, and alcoholism used to kill our
sure.
kids because
of
they
course.
Were drunk and
of
they
course.
drinking and drive. So
right.
they pushed on TV about drinking and driving, and
right.
then the price of getting caught doing that was you can't afford it.
Right, right.
Why couldn't they, instead of trying to take the medication, and I understand some of it has to be fixed, but why can't they just push this, you know, this thought in the kids' minds, don't do this. It will kill you, instead of like they did with drinking and driving, because today
right.
you don't hear many children dying in car accidents. It's mostly
right.
heroin.
Right. Right, right. And I can sympathize with you, Carol, because obviously when you're in pain, you're in pain. Here's the thing. Here's really the thing. I think it's a question of actually looking at this a little differently. And do I agree with you on some things here? Yes, of course. And the thing is, you've got to find a pain management group who will help you. It's most unfortunate, but there is a situation right now where the opioids are not going to be so readily available. So you've got to start looking and thinking differently about your pain. I got it. You need to find some type of pain management people. Mostly, I would say you'd probably get to them vis-a-vis. Most of them are anesthesiologists in nature. So you've got to look at a different way to manage the pain. But if someone truly needs opioids, there's no question that you have to have them. I got it. And it certainly
right.
doesn't sound like you're inarticulate. You sound like you're a logically sound person. All of that is good. But I think you also should look at some other ways to help reduce your pain. If you call my office, I'll happily help you with that. You know, there are things out there that can help reduce some of this pain and maybe help you reduce the dosing of the opioids that you're on. I mean, these are the things, this is what I'm trying to do. I'm not telling someone, please, you know, you should live in pain. And by the way, I'm a firm believer that end of life care, you need pain medication. Okay. So
right,
let's not lose sight of that. But I am telling you, with many of these conditions, and your condition is a chronically rare condition, there are some other things that you might be able to be proactive about. I'm not saying it's going to make you be dancing in the streets, but I am saying that there are some natural things we might be able to help you with, and I certainly will try to do something on the phone. I realize where you are, but it would be very interesting to have you speak to me in private, and I would really like to help. Okay?
Okay.
Bless you.
The other thing, too, just so you know, my husband had double knee surgery at the same time. Now, he's on pain medication, and he's not addicted. I mean, he doesn't take
That's
it
right.
anymore. And
That's right. There are people who can do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. You didn't hear me say that. If you need it, I'm not telling you not to. But there are a lot of folks who are in a panic right now because they can't get it anymore. And what I'm saying is let's look at some other ways to actually help folks who have chronic pain. That's what I'm saying. And there are other things to do. Okay? God bless you.
Okay.
Carol,
thank
you.
That's a
good luck with everything. Good luck.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Great call.
877-990-WNTP. And keeping in line of that theme.
Yes.
Of the, you know, not everybody gets addicted when they're
right.
on opioids.
Right.
I had an incident a few years ago.
Right.
Dr. Mark prescribed Xanax for me.
Right.
And I remember a couple
You were
of
going
days,
through a very bad time.
And I remember coming into you and I said, you know what? I can feel this getting to be addictive. I don't want to do this. And you and Dr. Mark said, okay,
let's wean you down.
Wean me down. And if you need some help with sleep, how about Tylenol PM or maybe even children's Dramamine? That's exactly what you said.
Yeah.
And that was fine.
Right.
So nip it in the bud.
And how about talking to Dr. Patty if
exactly,
you're really
right.
in trouble?
Exactly.
I mean, here's the thing. There are so many issues, right? We're not saying you're going through a bad thing. You suffer a loss. Mom, dad passes away. Kids pass away. Certainly you're going to need a short course of something. And Dr. Mark, being a board-certified family doc, understands family crisis.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, he's not going to be cavalier by saying, oh, well, you know, I had knee surgery 7 months ago, and I'd like to have a renewal on my, Vicodin. That's, you know, what I'm saying is this young lady gave us a very good call. Do we think everybody who takes pain medication is bad? No, I don't think that at all. All I'm saying is let's look at some other ways to take care of pain, whether it's the PRP that we do for the joint pains, those kinds of things, shoulder pains, or it's the stem cell and growth factors that we use. Can we use the neural therapies, which is also a little short needle kind of thing right under the skin? Is it trigger point injections, which we do? Is it homeopathic? You know, so there are so many things, but everything in our facility centers around the nutritional piece.
Exactly right. And again, not everybody.
No.
Not everybody is going to be addicted.
That's
if they
exactly
take pain medicine.
Right. Right. Exactly right.
All right. 877-990-WNTP. That's our number here. Health Watch every Sunday, 11 till noon here on News Talk 990. 877-990-9687. Let's talk about, you get a lot of Lyme disease and a lot of neurological disorders. Let's talk about your post-Lyme case, which I know...
Lisa,
right.
Lisa runs a blog that's wonderful and blogs about her experience. But this past week, I changed her protocol a little bit. And I would tell you that she was very kind. She I ask my patients to text me or to email me and let me know how they're doing. When we switch things up, we want to know how a patient is feeling because, again, we're focusing in on their functionality. How are they doing? Were they able to finish work? Did they have less pain? Did they feel less fatigue? That kind of thing. So Lisa texted me and said, wow, I feel fantastic. So I emailed her back and I said, that's great, but I don't want you to become overly thrilled at this because there is a form of this that can also put the body into what we call a detox situation, meaning detoxing from the particular proteins that are causing her challenge, the post-Lyme proteins. And indeed, it happened about 48 hours later. She said, hey, doc, I can't believe you called this. I said, believe it. Now, the most important thing to do now is to have her come in. And now we do a second type of IV to help now really help through the detox and to also, as I like to say, sort of clean up that protein that we sort of pushed out of the cells and ultimately let her have the feeling of I feel wonderful last for a longer period of time.
Right. And again, this can happen.
Now, of course it
does.
But
you have protocols to kind of adjust
along
the way.
That's exactly right. And it's one of the things we expected, actually. I have another young man who's a musician who comes up every week, and he is also a post-Lyme person. And the interesting thing is he has joint pains in his fingers, and he plays the guitar. So you can, I mean, for a living. So you can imagine that with him, I have to be very careful about that detox. I don't want the joints to become more swollen so that he can't do his gigs, as he likes to call them, right? And as a result, his process has been a little slower than Lisa's. So it goes back to everything I say in that all of our protocols are specific, patient-specific, and specific for the condition.
Okay, we're coming up on our final break this morning. If you have a question for Dr. Molly, this is the time to jump in with a question at 877-990-WNTP, 877-990-9687. Again, the program is Health Watch. You'll find us right here every Sunday, 11 till noon, here on News Talk 990. I'm John DeMasi with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of the Cherry Hill Hydration Center located in Marlton, New Jersey. Got some questions. Again, that number, 877-990-WNTP. Some final thoughts this morning on Health Watch after these words.
Cancer, a very scary word and even scarier when you're diagnosed and in the middle of treatment. What if there was an alternative, something that could help minimize side effects and could help to improve your quality of life? There is at the Cherry Hill Hydration Center. The Cherry Hill Hydration Center is a licensed ambulatory care facility located in Marlton, New Jersey, under the direction of founder Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor. The Cherry Hill Hydration Center offers a diverse list of quality-controlled IV formulations, including infusion formulas and protocols for cancer care support. In addition, the Cherry Hill Hydration Center provides comprehensive, exclusive primary care and is affiliated with some of the region's leading primary care physicians and research scientists. Besides their cancer care support, the Cherry Hill Hydration Center has protocols for pain management, autoimmune conditions, heart disease, and for wellness and prevention. The Cherry Hill Hydration Center, online at cherryhillhydrationcenter.com, or you can contact Dr. Molly Fantasia, 856-489-0505, 856-489-0505.
God's Ingredients, my 30-year journey in IV nutritional medicine. That's the title of a very thoughtful and informative book written recently by Dr. Molly Fantasia. In the book, Dr. Molly shares many of her stories as she's traveled the somewhat unconventional path, which led to healing for many, including herself. It's entertaining as well as inspirational. For your copy of God's Ingredients by Dr. Molly Fantasia, simply visit Amazon.com. That's Amazon.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is Michael Medved. I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The government projects the cost of Medicare plans will decrease this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans nationwide to help folks maximize their benefits and save money.
What is it people need to keep in mind?
Enrollment in the right plan is not automatic. With so many Medicare options, it can be confusing. My advice, don't go it alone. Get unbiased help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more with lower co-payments, more choices like dental and vision, and the freedom to choose your doctors. With the enrollment deadline only weeks away, it's important to act now. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
For your free Medicare assistance, call 800-601-0289. That's 800-601-0289. 800-601-0289.
Thousands of families in Pennsylvania have been affected by the opioid crisis. If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, help is available. You're not alone. Visit pa.gov/opioids for resources and information on substance abuse. For treatment options, call 1-800-662-HELP. Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
Do you have enough batteries, flashlights, and bulbs as the weather changes? From car batteries to generator batteries and bulbs for any need, from devices to vehicles, Batteries Plus Bulbs has what you need at better than box store prices. You can find everything you need at one of the six area Battery Plus Bulb stores. And right now, get $25 certificates for half price for the store near you. Go to WNTP.com and click on the Philly Discount Shopping Club banner.
And now back to Health Watch. Here's your host, John DeMasi.
All right, one more time. Operator standing by right now at the Cherry Hill Hydration Center, 856-489-0505. That's the number. You call, you get some information. You want to make an appointment, feel free to do that. And you can meet Dr. Molly. You can kind of go over your particulars. And you heard a caller earlier, and Dr. Molly said, call me, we can talk in private. That's really where you can get a lot of your questions answered. To set that up, the initial consultation is complimentary, about 20 minutes or so, and you get to visit the facility and see how everything works there. So it's pretty informative and pretty simple. 856-489-0505 is the number. It's the Cherry Hill Hydration Center located in Marlton, New Jersey. Also, they have a website, cherryhillhydrationcenter.com, cherryhillhydrationcenter.com. Our program is Health Watch every Sunday, 11 till noon, here on News Talk 990. Again, our number here, 877-990-WNTP, 877-990-9687. We're going to talk about a patient who, and many times this happens, patients come in, and then they go on about their business. You tune them up.
That's what I like to call it.
And they're good for a while, and then they come back. I mean,
exactly.
And you just had a situation this
Officer
week.
Officer Vince. So Officer Vince was my patient 4 years ago. And he's really a charming guy, and he just retired. He's a corrections officer from Pennsylvania. He just recently retired, and actually he's a friend of someone who continues to come to the clinic. So he decided to come back, and he said, hey, Dr. Molly, I just want to tell you, you and your medical staff tuned me up so good. I didn't need you till right now. So I said, okay. He said, so I'm going to do all my treatments all at once. He's a really great guy, all at once. And he said, I figure I'll be good now for the rest of my life. I said, well, I wouldn't be that optimistic. He has a lot of rheumatoid issues. Some of that is, of course, kind of work he does, very physical. We've already changed some of the nutraceuticals that he's taking at home. But the point I want to make is that he followed our nutraceutical at home program very carefully during that 4 years, and he's doing pretty well. Now, he does have some challenges. He had some inflammation markers that were up. He's retired now, so he has more time to come in and do a big course of treatment all at once. So I love the guy because he's a smart guy.
And you know, we talked about patients and how they come to you, and you've had patients that have come to you. And I know one in particular who said, in fact, when I came in there one day, he said, you're John DeMasi. I recognize
right.
you by your voice. Okay. So he listened for a year. Before
That's
he
right.
In.
Right. That's right.
And I guess the interesting thing is about that is that sometimes, you know, people are, they're not sure.
Of course.
But by the time they get to you sometimes, well, now you got to do more work.
Exactly.
Because it got further along.
Exactly.
In the problem.
And it might take the full 15 weeks, whereas otherwise it might have only taken 5 weeks to
right.
start to effectuate the change.
Right.
But, you know, these are the things. This is human nature. We get it. And we just want to make sure that people are comfortable. One of the things I would say is come in for the free consultation. Nobody's going to, this is not a hard sell. John, we're not a hard sell. We present the data. We'll talk to you. We'll see what's what. We'll see if Dr. Mark is a fit for you, if Dr. Pat is the fit for you, if we're the fit for you, meaning the entire facility, we will tell you. And there have been people who we said, listen, this is not the place for you. So again, we're not a hard sell.
Right. And sometimes people's expectations are a little too high.
Exactly.
And you have to kind of temper that as well.
Well, yeah, I think Vince is.
Right. But Vince, I mean, that's 4 years.
I love him. I love him. Again, he followed our entire nutraceutical regimen at home during this whole time. And that's another perk. You get to know what kind of natural products you should be taking at home to augment these treatments.
You know, your nurse, Barbara, interesting.
Oh, she's the best.
She told me, you told me about vitamin D. She's all right, now here's what you do. Told me where to go.
Right.
And she said, now you get either this brand or this brand.
Right. And she gave you a coupon.
Exactly. And gave me a coupon. So, right. She cuts coupons out,
yeah,
which is good.
She's
the best.
She's the best.
But the point was that I had no idea. I mean,
exactly.
Vitamin D to me is vitamin D.
Right.
I have no
D3,
idea.
D3.
And it's not that.
No,
you know, and
not
again,
at all. Not
you know,
at all.
So your protocols outside of your office
are
just as important
as
the protocols inside the
office. Because we will then direct you to the proper dosing and the proper brands, because there's a lot of junk out there. And what you want to do is get some guidance, and that's what we're all about.
And with that, we put the wraps on another edition of Health Watch. Don't forget, operators are standing by at the Cherry Hill Hydration Center right now, 856-489-0505, and they will be there well after we leave you at noon today. For Dr. Molly Fantasia and everyone at the Cherry Hill Hydration Center, Dr. Mark, Dr. Patty, Dr. Pat, I got all the doctors in, right?
I think.
Okay. The lovely Linda, Barbara, Dee.
Everybody.
Okay. Oh, Dr. Carol.
That's right.
All right. I'm John DeMasi. Thanks for listening. Have yourself a great week. A safe, happy, and healthy one. We'll talk to you next Sunday, 11 a.m. Health Watch, here on News Talk 990. Take care.